This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So a beautiful, beautiful dua I came across in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 89. And it talks about the story of Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salam when he came to a dead end with his people. Right, the disbelievers, they did not believe in what he was calling to, that there's one God. And it wasn't just that, like, we don't believe in you and you can have your way, we'll have ours. No, they threatened to kick him out of the town, right? To just, you can't be here, we don't want to hear anything about you, it's over, it's done. And Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salam says, "What Rabbana iftah baynana wa bayna qawmina bilhaq wa anta khayrul fatihin." Our Lord, like, judge justly between me and my people, and you are the best of judges. But also the word fatḥ is to grant us an opening, right? An opening of the hearts, an opening of the minds, an opening of maybe they will comprehend, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's light will enter their hearts. Of course, in the story of Sayyidina Shu'ayb, he was talking or addressing the disbelievers, and you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them in the sense where he just destroyed the whole city. But when we are addressing those who are of, you know, from us, like, you come to, you feel like you've come to a dead end in your marriage, you've come to a dead end with your teenage child, where you don't comprehend what they're doing, where they're coming from, what, how are they thinking, and they just don't get you either. You've come to a dead end with your, you know, with your parents. You feel like they can't comprehend you at work, with your peers or with your boss. So many times we feel and we say, like, that's it, we're done. There is no way you're gonna understand me. There's no way I'm gonna understand you. It's over. That's the time when you raise your hands up and you say, "Rabbana iftah baynana wa bayna qawmina bilhaq wa anta khayrul fatihin." Grant us an opening, Ya Rabb, an opening of the qulub, opening of the hearts, that we can feel towards one another once again, an opening of the uqul, the minds, so that we can maybe comprehend one another, comprehend where we're coming from, right? Where the other person is coming from, what their point of view is, and then our hearts soften, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants, you know, the ability to understand one another, the ability to rekindle once again. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabb, for all of those you who are out there who feel that they have come to that dead end, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabb, grants you fatḥ, Ya Rabb, with who you feel you've come to a dead end with, an opening, Ya Rabb, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rekindles your hearts and your minds and brings you closer again. رَبَّنَا افْتَحْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ قَوْمِنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْفَاتِحِينَ. Ya Rabb, you are the best of openers, you're the best of judges. Ameen, ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.